State Representative Barbara Sears says she wants to expand Medicaid.
So what I'm looking at with the legislation that I've dropped is to expand the eligibility for Medicaid up to the 138% and do it in a way that we're going to try to reach certain goals that we've been talking about in the Healthier Ohio Work Group.
That work group has been looking at ways to reform Medicaid to make the government program operate more efficiently. Sears says some of the recommendations of that group are included in this expansion plan, and she adds that's why it's different than the one Governor Kasich proposed months ago.
It's similar to Governor Kasich's expansion plan in that it does, in fact, expand Medicaid, up to 138% of poverty. It expands on Governor Kasich's plan because it truly states that we're looking to reach certain markers. We're looking to get 80% of eligible Medicaid recipients into our private Medicaid plans, so that we're really using the resources that our private plans have, which is a much better way of trying to manage costs and care than using fee for service. Additionally, we're actually stating in here that we're looking for additional personal responsibilities, that we're looking to lock people into abuse programs so that we can help them get off. We're looking very specifically at trying to promote employment-related services, job training services where they're available. And, in fact, we're going to try to tie in contractually some kind of a process with our managed care partners that will say, where it's appropriate, we expect you will make referrals for workforce development, for educational employment related opportunities for recipients when they are able to do so.
Sears' plan has caught the attention of Kathy Levine with the Universal Healthcare Action Network of Ohio. She's been pushing for the Medicaid expansion Governor Kasich wanted in his budget.
Well, we see this as a very promising step forward.
Levine says Sears has laid out a way to move this bill forward, and Levine is hoping the bill will get serious consideration.
Timing is everything. We need the legislature to pass authorization by June 30th so that the state has enough time to get the Medicaid expansion up and running by January 1, 2014. So it's a step in that we have a bill, but there's more that needs to happen. We understand other legislators are planning alternate legislation, and we need to have the legislation out there, have hearings held, and a decision made.
Levine says she's feeling cautiously optimistic that Ohio lawmakers will get something done by June 30th. When Representative Sears is asked about the chance of passage for her bill, she puts it this way.
I think at one point the speaker said it's about 20-20 and 20, 20% absolutely for it, 20% looking for reasons to be for it, and 20%, probably never going to get their arms wrapped around doing it. I think it's still somewhere around there.
As more Medicaid expansion plans come out, both sides will be scrutinizing them to make sure they provide coverage to the 275,000 low-income Ohioans who need it, and to reform Medicaid to make it operate more efficiently. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.